thing or a person becomes your idol then. They can't become God because they're not. They become your idol. And you just be off on a wrong track going to destruction, which that's what the enemy's job is. He wants to take you to destruction. And so don't let him take you there. Acts 20 and 29. It says, "For know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you." Here we go with the savage wolves again. "Not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears." These individuals are coming in, and they're coming so that they would draw. And first of all, it says, also these people among yourselves, these men will rise up. Among us that are believers, these people will rise up as if they're, you know, believers, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. They want to draw you away. Those that's walking in truth, they want to draw you away unto themselves. And so you got to be aware of that. What is the perverse things that they're, the word perverse means to distort. See, there it goes right there. Perverse means to distort, misinterpret, morally corrupt. And so they're coming to corrupt your mindset on the things of God and to draw you after their way. That's what they're coming for. Second Corinthians 4:2. And it says, "But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." And so you have to be handling the word of God in a truthful manner. You can't be deceitful and being scheming and crafty about what you're trying to say and trying to mix truth with untruth or with falseness. There is no mixing, because once you mix it, it's all wrong. I don't care if part wrong and part right makes it all wrong. That's just the truth of the matter. If you mix a part wrong thing with a part right thing, then it's just all wrong. And so you can't mix it. Galatians 1:6-9. I hope that each of you are receiving something from this today, because we've got to be walking close to God in these days and times so that we can make it on in. All right. It says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows that he will reap." Trying to see. No, that's not. I'm sorry. I'm in chapter 6. Supposed to be in chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. There we go. "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." And so, you know, whoever comes with you with another gospel, trying to distort the word of God, beware of that. I just have two more scripture, Colossians 2:8. Thank you, Lord. And it says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. And so beware of those that's coming with another gospel according to their own man-made philosophy. Be aware of that. And the last one, 2 Peter 3:14 through 16. All right, 2 Peter 3:14 through 16, and it says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. And so when you have people that's not quite understanding what's said, and then they're unstable, then they twist to their own destruction the word of God, because they don't get the right understanding on what the word is saying. And so we got to be aware of that. You can't do that. You can't just make up your own connotation of what the word of God is saying. You know, and the thing of it is, get with mature, seasoned believers in Christ that you know walk in the truth of the word of God to help you, to disciple you. Don't just sit there and say, well, you know, I just think it's such and such. No. Get to where someone can really give you the trueness of the word of God and the true understanding of it, because of their maturity in the faith of them walking in the truth of God. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen. This program has been really good for me for discipling with mature people that come and discuss the word of God every day, and you're one of my favorites, Miss Melanie. It's good to see you, and we're so thankful that you come and share your heart with us.
I tell you what, this does me a world of good. I love the word of God, and when I leave here, it's like I feel like I've said something that somebody out there that I don't even know may have gotten an answer to something in. And I feel like I said, God, I wanted to help their walk in God. And so it just blesses me. I go out feeling like I've done what I'm supposed to do, you know.
I'm here to testify. You have. You've helped me a lot over the year. I'm not sure how long you've been coming. I've been listening for at least 15 years, I think, guessing. What? Am I too quiet? Oh, I wasn't speaking right into it. Is that why? Okay. I've been listening for quite a while, so I've listened to you through the years, as well as several other people, and it's really helped my walk with the Lord and helped me learn what it is to truly have a relationship, not just go to church and call myself a Christian. So, you've blessed me. That's right.
And so we've got to push, you know, people to say, hey, don't let the enemy, you know, trip you and make you feel like you can get, you know, lazy.
That's right. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our sister in Christ, Melanie Randall. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.